Contributing to debate on President Mugabe's speech at the opening of parliament, lawmakers from all political parties in the unity government took turns to condemn the death of 12-year-old Christ Power Maisiri, son of an MDCT activist, in a suspected case of political violence at the weekend and the assault of Urungwe East legislator Sarama Walker of ZANU-PF in intra-party violence. Bulawayo central lawmaker Eddie Cross of MDCT said people perpetrating violence must be arrested.
I visited the homestead yesterday to meet the family and to condole the parents. I want to tell you, these are absolutely unspeakable actions by people who are connected to political parties. And I would hope, Mr. Speaker, that this kind of incident is not going to become characteristic of this campaign, political campaign this year.
Mwenezi East Skudakwashe Basket of ZANU-PF said it was said that some lawmakers were disrespecting unity government principles by instigating political violence.
I don't want to pick up incidents like Honorable Cross was now beginning to say, because violence is bad wherever it is carried out. Intra-party violence, it has the same condemnation with the one which is perpetrated against political parties. We don't expect to see it in our country as we go for the referendum and let alone the general elections.
Glenora lawmaker Gift 012 MDCT said it is surprising that ZANU-PF activists and supporters are ignoring calls by their leader and Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe for people to desist from fanning violence in the communities ahead of elections. He alleged that people from the president's office had disrupted a constitutional draft public awareness meeting in his constituency. Commenting on the headlands incident, Musikavan lawmaker Prosper Mseami urged the police to investigate the incident thoroughly. He said Mr. Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai should also ensure the country holds a credible and peaceful referendum.
The fact is that we have seen violence, and as a result, I appeal to the community at large. I appeal to the members of parliament. I appeal to the principals to emphasize the need for peace, to emphasize the need for a free, violent election, for a free, violent referendum.
The lawmakers also condemned the police crackdown targeting civil society organizations and the seizure of shortwave radios. The lawmakers said seizing the radios will not stop people from listening to the VOS Studio 7 and other stations beaming into the country from outside. Jani Varanden of Bikita South said Studio 7 is the people's favorite station because of its balance. Police Deputy Commissioner responsible for operations, Innocent Matibiri, told a parliamentary committee yesterday that the radios were being seized because civil society organizations distributing them are encouraging people to listen to Studio 7.
We have been told again and again that there is a Studio 7 and so on and so forth. And that, according to agreement that was signed between the principals, is unlawful. And when you distribute gadgets in order to facilitate something that is unlawful, don't expect that the security forces will fold their arms. Since when have you been so generous as to be going about distributing radios?
Meanwhile, the Tsvangirai MDC has announced that Christ Power's Maisiri will be buried on Thursday in Headlands. Prime Minister Tsvangirai and senior MDC members are expected to attend. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.